Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
This is The Takeaway. I'm Amy Walter. And now for a take on the resignation of Secretary of Defense General James Mattis. With all the news coming out of Washington this week, it got me thinking about whether what we are seeing represents an actual tipping point. Are we headed to new and uncharted territory? Or is this simply more of the same kind of uncertainty and norm-breaking we've seen from this president over the past 2 years? So I called up a couple of smart reporters who spend a lot of time thinking about and covering these issues.
The Trump presidency has seen a lot of dramatic moments and moments that people viewed as turning points.
That's Mark Landler, White House correspondent for The New York Times.
But I think this week was truly different. The combination of the federal government hurtling toward a shutdown and the sudden resignation of Defense Secretary Jim Mattis, who was really viewed as one of the anchors, if not the anchor, of this White House in national security, has really jarred the Capitol and suggested that this administration is spinning out of control, perhaps in a way we haven't seen over the last 2 years.
Passes this prologue.
And that's Zeke Miller, White House reporter for the Associated Press.
Every time the president has seemed to defy norms across the boundaries of what members of his own party deem to be acceptable American policies, there have been protests for a day and really no lingering consequence. It's possible this happens again. It's possible also that this is a watershed moment that sort of changes that paradigm. It's really too soon to tell.
But if you've been listening for these past few years, maybe we shouldn't be all that surprised. Mark Landler again.
Well, like many things involving President Trump, these news developments are jolting, but they're not surprising, particularly when you put them into a historic context. President Trump has long said that he wanted to withdraw the United States from messy foreign wars. It was part of his campaign, and he has stuck to it. And so it is not a surprise that he would want to draw down troops in Syria and Afghanistan. Similarly, he said throughout the campaign, one of his bedrock promises was to build a border wall with Mexico. So it is also not a surprise that he would hang tough on funding for the border wall. So sometimes these events play out in chaotic, unexpected ways that appear to be shocking, but they're really very much in keeping with the president's promises and with his character as an insurgent leader.
And yet, these veteran reporters see the president in a very different position than the one he's been in since coming to office.
I think the president is more isolated on his move in Syria and perhaps his contemplated move in Afghanistan than on almost any other foreign policy decision he's made during his presidency.
Well, this is really the culmination of sort of a drip of where we've seen the president shed these guardrails and controlling forces around him since he took the White House almost 2 years ago now, and as he's really remade the White House in his own image.
But here's the bigger and more consequential takeaway from the moves by the president this week.
I just think it's remarkable if you think about what happened over the past 24 hours with President Trump's moves on Syria and Afghanistan. Really, these are military commitments that grew out of the aftermath of the Iraq War in the case of Syria and grew out of the terrorist attacks of 9/11 in the case of Afghanistan. And suddenly we're seeing these commitments be overturned by President Trump. So it's worth stepping back and looking at the historic context here. President Trump isn't just making decisions to mollify his base. He's actually changing years of American military and foreign policy in the process. And so these are the moments when you realize just how consequential the 2016 election proved to be.
The other big question looming over Washington, will his own party, specifically, Republican senators who took to Twitter Thursday to express concern with the Mattis resignation and with Trump's Syria policy, deny him a policy victory? Or will Trump find some rhetorical pushback, but little actual resistance from lawmakers in his own party? Only time will tell.